Well, Joey, I guess, first of all, what's your quick take on being sports editor at the Daily Item for this fall?
Well, it's definitely an honor. 3 or 4 weeks in, and it's been, you know, it's exceeded my expectations. It's not only fun, but we're creating new relationships and trying to build something, and just speaking to old editors as well, you know, from Paul Halloran, Ted Grant. It's a lot of fun picking their brains and learning from them. So it's been a great experience thus far.
You're right. Former sports editors and, of course, beyond with that role. Tell me about a couple of teams that you've covered in the last few days.
Yeah, I've been all over the North Shore the past 6 or 7 days, but I tell you what, Peabody Volleyball is the real deal. They've been really fun to watch. The Betancourts are unbelievable. Lynn English had a huge win, 8-6. It was low scoring, but the opening kickoff touchdown was all they needed. The crowd was great that night. Lynn Classical Girls Soccer is a team to watch. Jessica, their head coach, is phenomenal. They had a senior night victory last night. So just getting around and meeting everybody, it's absolutely awesome. And some talent up here for sure.
Yeah, and beating Lynn English last night, as you mentioned. So there's so many teams, so many all new names, new faces, new places, all this kind of stuff. And some new things on the sports pages. I know in Friday's paper, the Daily Item, a couple of new features have appeared this week.
So yes, feature stories in general, they're close to my heart. I love feature stories, I always have. But I tell you what, some new things we're doing. We're going to do an athlete of the week. It was just John Arruda. He's a phenomenal boys soccer player. We're doing team of the week. We're doing a few of their favorite things section, which a lot of people like to know, you know, what's someone's favorite meal, favorite song, you know, just that off the field, off the court stuff is phenomenal. You know, to just ask them about. And then we're doing picks. I know that can create some chatter in both good and bad ways, but it's been a lot of fun picking high school football scores.